Hello, everyone, and welcome to 92.1 at KMZA, our final week here of coaches shows here with head coach of the Frankfurt Wildcats, Nick Anderson. I'm Crendon Prophet. This Frankfurt Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Wankel Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. Here at Frankfurt, closing out the regular season with an unfortunate loss there to Axtell last Friday, 60-14, a game that was ended into the third quarter. But again, Frankfurt guaranteed postseason play here. They will have their first game on the road. They will drive all the way to Kensington to take on Thunder Ridge. That'll be Friday at 4 p.m. Frankfurt having already beaten Thunder Ridge earlier in the season, a chance to get a rematch, and of course a big time win. But we'll talk more about that in segment number two. First, we got to talk about the game last Friday. Coach Anderson, you just had a chance to take on the Axtell Eagles last Friday, a team that just had their 58 game losing streak snapped the week prior. What can you tell me about that matchup against the Eagles?
Well, it was, unfortunately, we didn't play very well. We made a lot of mistakes early that allowed that game to snowball on us, and you know, a couple special teams touchdowns we gave up, and you know, they got a blocked punt as well, and so like I said, you know, we were able to score there in the first quarter and kind of get some momentum back, and then they scored on a kickoff return, and just too many things that we didn't do right and didn't execute against that type of opponent.
Yeah, and here looking at some of your players for the offensive performance, Wes Anderson still having a pretty decent night, 78 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns, and then also in the air, just 83 yards there. So again, you know, here you're going to face a lot of tough opponents here in the postseason. I know obviously taking it one game at a time here, Thunder Ridge on Friday, and we'll talk more about that in segment number two, but what's going to take here to keep this offense elevated week to week?
You know, we got to get better offensive line play right now. It's still not where it needs to be, and then we got to help ourselves out, whether that's, you know, catching the football when it's thrown to us, or, you know, running the correct play at the correct time, and those types of things, and avoiding penalties, and turning the ball over. And unfortunately, still in week eight, we're still not haven't been very good at doing those things. So that'll be key. If we want to keep playing and make a little bit of run, those things are going to have to get right in a hurry.
And again, real quick here, keen on one last thing from that game against Axtell. I know, 22 points in the first quarter, but then only 16 points going up the second quarter. This is a top team here in the state defensively. You know, what did go right for you last week, and what can you kind of see there as an improvement?
Well, you know, we gave up a lot of yards, but there was a lot of situations where we were in the right spot. We just didn't make the play. Their first touchdown, we had Wyatt, you know, bottled up in the backfield and would have forced a third and long situation, and he scooted out of a couple tackles and ran to the backside and was able to score. And it seemed like that happened, you know, far too many times. We were right there in right position to make a play, and we just didn't. So that's frustrating as a coach, that you know that you had opportunities to make that more of a competitive game.
Again, that is head coach Nick Anderson with the Frankfurt Wildcats here in segment number two. We'll talk about their first week nine here playoff game against Thunder Ridge starting this Friday at 4 o'clock. They'll go on the road and travel to Kensington. We'll talk more about it right after this. Welcome everyone back here to segment number two on the Frankfurt Wildcats Coaches Shows. I'm Crendon Prophet alongside Nick Anderson, head coach of the Frankfurt Wildcats. This locker room is brought to you by Wankel Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. So again, Frankfurt Wildcats here going on the road for their week nine first round of playoffs. They'll take on Thunder Ridge down at Kensington this Friday at 4 o'clock. Coach, what can you tell me against this team? You beat them earlier on this season. What kind of adjustments do you think they're going to make, and what kind of adjustments are you going to make?
First of all, their team was really good size. You know, they got some tight ends that are 6'2", 6'3", that can go up and catch a football pretty well. And their quarterback, even though he's young, and he's very elusive, and he hurt us the first time with his legs and his scrambling ability and those types of things. But, you know, I watch them on film, and I do think they're an improved football team from the first time we played them. And then obviously, you know, having such a long road trip, you know, you add all those things together. There's lots of challenges for us. And, you know, as far as schematically and changes I expect for them, they're pretty consistent on what they do throughout the season. So I don't expect a whole lot. And, you know, we're kind of the same way. It's just, it's all going to come down to who executes and who takes care of the football.
Well, again, a bit of thing. You just mentioned the improvements that Thunder Ridge has made on the year. What have you seen from your team? We've talked about it kind of week in, week out, you know, getting guys in different spots, getting guys clicking. I mean, this is a team that graduated a lot of great seniors from last year's team. What have you seen from this team this year, this unit, and their resilience every week, and how that's going to come into play here in this first week of playoffs?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see. That's a good question. You know, a lot of guys, you know, haven't been in this situation as far as, you know, playoff football. So it'll be interesting to see how some of our younger kids handle that type of environment. But, you know, there's only one way to grow, and there's only one way to improve, and that's by playing, and that's what these young kids have done. And you know, when you play younger kids, sometimes you have to take your lumps and your growing pains, and hopefully it pans out for you as they get older. But they're going to go and they're going to compete and they're going to play hard, and you know, hopefully, like I said, we can execute better than we have.
Of course, I know the big question here is, you know, what's the expectations for Wes Anderson in this postseason? He's been excellent every single year in postseason play. I know he's your son. He's not had an incredible year. He's had over 100 varsity passing touchdowns. He's had an incredible tenure. Of course, it would mean so much not only to use a coach, but also as a dad for him to continue to help this team get wins in the postseason. What does he have to do to step up and help this team excel heading into this postseason in 2025?
You know, in our situation with this team, you know, we rely on him heavily. So, you know, he's going to have to do a good job of making his reads and getting the ball out on time. And then when he has the opportunity to pull it down and run, he's got to go make plays with his legs. You know, there's a lot of pressure on him this year. He's a focal point for every defense that we play. And he probably sees more different types of coverages than any other quarterback. And, you know, in eight-man football, you know, teams really gear their defensive game plan up to try to stop him. And but we're going to need him to be really good on both sides of the ball, not just offensively. And, you know, as far as the father goes, it'll be interesting to know that how my emotions go, knowing that this possibly could be his last game, and how that affects me as well.
Well, again, I appreciate every week that you have joined in here, jumped in with every single week. It's been a lot of fun here. It's been a great ride. Again, with head coach here, Nick Anderson of the Frankfort Wildcats, as they go on and take on their first week of postseason play here against Thunder Ridge here this Friday at 4:00. Coach, good luck in the continue your journey and postseason. It's been a great ride. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
That was head coach Nick Anderson of the Frankfort Wildcats, again ending the regular season in a chance to here to win their first postseason matchup, a Week 9 game. They go on the road to take on Thunder Ridge in Kensington this Friday at 4:00.